ahead and get started today with our mentoring session. And I have the privilege and the honor to introduce to you one of the master teachers that we have here on staff. So when I call her name, just give her a shout out, Mrs. Stephanie Henry. Woo, 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 woo! All right.
Thank you, everybody. You all are doing well? You're looking well. Oh, thank you. All right, well, we'll go ahead and get started. We're going to pick up on our lesson where we left off. Does anyone know where we left off? Motivators. Exactly. Page 9 should be page 9 in your handout. While you're finding the page, if you could also see if you can find the values activity that we did last week. If you don't have yours, I do have a handout. On the back of that values handout is today's activity that we'll get to later on. So if you could just go ahead and locate it, that would be fine. If you don't have yours, I do have copies up here. Does anyone else need a handout? All right, well, under personal leadership, we have been looking at leadership behaviors, and we went over a plethora of those, and we also looked at personal values that affect our behavior as leaders. And then now we're going to move on to motivators. What motivates us as leaders? We need to know our internal motivations as well as what motivates our team, our staff, and the people that we work with. All right, so to motivate, what does that mean? I have a few definitions just to kind of get us in that vein of thinking about motivation. To motivate means to provide with a reason to act. How many of you had a reason to get ready to come to work this morning? Got to pay that rent. I mean, oh, did I say that out loud? Okay, yeah. Gotta eat food, right? Okay, we gotta pay for the nicer things in life, right? Y'all got some nice cars out in the parking lot, so yeah, y'all had to come. No, I'm just kidding. All right, so to provide with a reason to act, to incite, to encourage, to stimulate. It can be to ignite passion, okay, some drive, some encouragement, to compel, to pull forward. Pastor's teaching on change, and he's trying to pull us forward, trying to pull us in a different direction. So that's the whole vein in thinking of motivation. All right, so if you look in your lesson, it says a key role of any leader is to maximize the performance of those working under their direction. Most people will thrive and grow when they feel engaged and motivated in their role. So we need to know what motivates us and what motivates our team. Also, it says to understand what motivates people, we need to consider childhood experiences and the activities that gave us the greatest pleasure during that period in our life. We think we're grown, right? We're grown. But some of those things that were displayed in us as a child, they're still there. They deep down in there, they're still there. So we're going to look at a few of those today. All right, it says, try to remember when you were around 6 or 7 years old, when you had the freedom to choose, what were your favorite games or activities? Let's look at three types of kids. First, we have the construction kid. All right, this child especially likes playing by themselves. This was me. You will find them building the biggest. I don't think I built anything, but I did like playing by myself, like dolls and kitchen stuff and stuff like that. I'd be there. They'd be like, "Where is Stephanie?" I was just gone. But anyway, so they'll like to build things, elaborate construction kits, blocks. I did used to play with Legos. Now, my parents didn't buy me no Legos, but I played with my cousin's Legos, who was a boy. I guess Legos wasn't a girl toy, but that's okay. I played with Legos, and so I was building. They enjoy the challenge and intricacy of the task at hand and the concentration that's needed to complete the task. Now, I did have concentration. This does kind of resonate with me when you can focus in on, I'm looking for the different color Legos. I got to have a certain color. Even when coloring with crayons, I was kind of intense, just focused in. So did any of you see yourself in the construction kid? And you may see some of those when you work in teams now, even. You can see that concentration and dedication to your work. And lastly, for the construction kid, they also get pleasure from seeing the end result of their labor. Like when you first did that Lego set, you didn't take it down right away. You got to let that sit, show it to mama, take it around, you know, or even your coloring. How many of you, you had them refrigerator portraits? That's why. All right, so next we have the team player, okay? Try to find yourself in some of these, and if you don't, maybe you'll be a little pieces of some of them. The team player likes to play outdoor games with other children. They get a buzz from being with others and from the social interaction that comes from these activities. So they just like to play. They don't care what it is, I'm in. We playing baseball, I'm in. Okay, we playing hopscotch, I'm in. I'm in. I'm in. I'm with you. All right, so this is the team player. Next, we have the captain. This child is similar to the team player, but this child also likes to decide what games are played and the rules of engagement. And if you've ever noticed friends that, you know, little kids that are friends, you'd be like, I don't see how is she her friend. She's so bossy because you got one that's a team player and you got one that's the captain. And that's how they roll. You know, you've seen that, right? So you can see it early, and I'm telling you, it's still there. It's out there. It's still there. It's in there. It's in there. So try to identify yourself. Thinking about your childhood brings back some nostalgia, but it can be useful to help you find your passion at work as well. It says, no, you may be wondering how this links to motivation and leadership. The fact is that the types of activities we enjoyed as a child give a big clue as likely to motivate us today. Your job as a leader is to identify and understand what motivates those in your team and specifically key into these motivations in order to energize and get them get the best from them. Remember we talked about motivation being a way to ignite passion and pull people forward. All right, now we're going to look at three themes in childhood, and we can draw out these from the scales of motivation. Henry Murray was a psychologist, and the three scales of motivation were developed from his work. So let's look at the scales. We'll have the need for achievement, the need for affiliation, and the need for power, and we'll look at those a little bit closely. All right, the need for achievement. This is a desire to accomplish tasks, to master skills, to achieve targets and goals, to get the job done. They have a high need for achievement, like to be recognized for their success and will strive to have those, to have goals that they can accomplish. So they want to get things done. They like to be productive and effective. We need those people who have that need for achievement. Okay, they pull us forward. That we're going to get something done. We're going to see it happen. We see the dawn. We see the vision coming to pass. All right, next, need for affiliation. This may be that the child that was the team player. This is a desire to be accepted as part of a social group. It can also be a need to be liked or loved by others. People with a high need for affiliation won't want to do things that may result in them not being accepted or liked. These people like working with others. That whole social interaction, us talking about it, us getting together, us bouncing ideas off of each other, they like that aspect, maybe even more so than getting it done. But this is a part of their process, and if you have a person like this on your team, you need to be aware. Next, need for power. This desire is rooted in the need to see things happen as a result of personal influence. So they want to be a part, they want to be the motivation, a part of the motivation, a part of us doing this, going here, getting this done. They want to have some say in that, and that will be the captain. People with a high need for power like to put themselves in positions of control or social influence. They like to get things done through others as well. We have some need for power people out there. Do we? Okay, y'all quiet. All right, so we're going to assess ourselves. We're going to find out. Maybe you saw yourself right away. Maybe you're like, you in between two, so we're going to find you today. We're going to find you. All right, so ask yourself what really gives you the greatest satisfaction at work, not because you have to do it, but because you enjoy it. An individual's motivational profile changes very little, and therefore a change of role will not affect their underlying motivation. This could, however, affect how well they adapt to a new role or activity. And then there's an example here. Talks about a top salesman who was asked to take on a coaching or mentoring duty in addition to their sales duties. If the new mentor has a high motivation towards the need for achievement, which may have been the drive behind their success as a salesperson, that will also help them in their new role as a coach because their motivation is to achieve. Okay, you ready to see where you are? Okay, you got your hand out in front of you? All right, it says a motivation profile, discovering where your motivation lies. And I like this cartoon. I don't know if you all can read it, but it says they're talking to each other. What do you think? Should we get started on that motivation research or not? Are they motivated? Not likely. All right, the premise. Based on the work of psychologist Henry Murray, Stephanie has revealed the majority of... Stephanie has revealed that the majority of us are motivated by one of three needs: need for achievement, need for affiliation, need for power. This activity is designed to help you discover which need motivates you the most. All right, we're going to read each statement listed below and circle one of the responses. Use the point system after that to calculate your score. Then we're going to discuss your findings with the group. All right, you ready? Go ahead, begin. Has everyone gone through all the questions? Yes? Okay. If you see, we'll look at the questions in just a second, but if you see the results section, have you started there? Okay. Does everyone know how to do that? You look at the specific questions that are there for the achievement role. You're only going to add question 1, question 5, question 9, and question 11 to get your achievement score. You there? Okay. I'll give you a few more minutes to finish calculating. You there? You ready? Okay. All right, so for our items, we had 12 questions, and they all related to the different areas that we talked about: achievement, affiliation, and power. All right, so the first one talked about intensely. Let's look at the achievement questions. It says for question 1, you intensely work on projects until they're finished without discrepancy. Also, number 5, it says you only like working on projects that challenge and maximize your skill set. These are achievement because you like to get things done. Number 9, it talks about you pursuing those classes that help you to accomplish your goals. So not just training for the sake of training to help you achieve because you're achievement focused. And then number 11, I always set aggressive timelines because you are achievement motivated. All right, so if you look at the scores, and I'm sorry, the score range at the bottom is wrong. High should be 20 to 15. Medium should be 10 to 15. And low should be 0 to 10. I'm sorry. High is 20. 20 would be the max that you could have gotten on any of these. 20 to 15 is high. I'm sorry. Medium is 10 to 15. And then low is 0 to 10. I am so sorry. You there? Low is 0 to 10. You there? Y'all wasn't going to say nothing. Y'all just going to roll with it. I like it. Y'all some team players out there. Y'all just going to roll with it.
I'm going to let you finish.
Okay. You ready? You ready now? We're together now. We're on one page now. We in harmony. Okay, we're good. You're on the right track. Okay, all right, so we went over achievement. So now look at the high. Okay, 20 to 15, it says you're an achievement junkie. Getting the job done is job number 1. Raise your hand if you are an achievement junkie. In fact, stand up. Stand up, achievement junkies. I'm not going to make you do anything. I just want to see you. All right, if you're on a team with any of these people, or if you work with any of these people, put your eye on them because you see that they are achievement junkies, okay? They're going to be driving you. So look around, everybody, so you can see. All right, so now we know who our achievement junkies are. Now let's look at the next one. And let's look at the questions for affiliation. All right, it says, question number two, it says, I always prefer working in teams. So if this is you, you would rather do the project, do the assignment, whatever it is, with someone else for that social interaction piece. Question number four, I am happiest when everyone in my department is on one accord. This person is going to make that a higher priority than others. Now, we all know it's a priority, but a person that's affiliation-based, this will be more important. This will be higher to them. Question seven, it says, I purposefully pursue opportunities that allow me to connect with my clients personally and professionally. Again, you see that people aspect. And then the last question is question 10. I target and gravitate toward assignments and projects that address popular concerns and demands. Remember, if you looked at the affiliation person, if it's something where they think people are not going to like them no more, they're not interested or they're not as interested. So popular, that part about popular concerns and demands, which will keep them rated high in the eyes of others, and socially, they need that. All right, so let's look. Let's have our affiliation junkies to please stand. Working together is job number one. Not getting the job done, working together is job one. All right, so look around. Notice who these people are. Okay, right now we're doing the highest. If you were tied, that's okay. I hope we didn't have too many ties, but for now we're just focusing on this is your number one a need. So we looked at the need for achievement. That was your high. Then the need for affiliation. Now we're going to those that are high for power. These are our power junkies. All right, so let's look at the questions. It says question three. I earnestly enjoy leading mission-critical teams and projects. Question six, I work hard to gain positions of greater authority to give me the opportunity to steer maximum impact initiatives. And then question eight, I am happiest when my decisions and advice are used to propel the company forward. And question 12, I thoroughly enjoy being in the spotlight, highly recognized, and well-celebrated for my contributions and success. This is not a, this seems like a glamour hog, right? Not really. This person just likes to have that influence that makes an impact. That's pretty much what it is. All right, so if my power junkies, driving the mission is job number one. All right. Okay. All right, so I had you all to stand so you can kind of see. You may think you know your teammate, but if you're not sure, this gave you an opportunity to see. Okay, and then for some of us, we were like, yeah, that's a power junkie, yep. So hopefully that helped you to identify where you are as well as see where your team members are as well. You with me? Okay. Let me see what time it is. We're a little early for a break. Okay. All right. So if we all, you ready for a break? Okay. You can go ahead and take a break.